Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lewis Bosman Field, the Thayer High School Coach Matt Pitts Court here at the Thayer High School for tonight's high school basketball matchup between the 1-3 Thayer Bobcats and the undefeated 6-0 Puxico Indians. Our game tonight brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop in West Plains, along with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, the 5D Screen Printing of West Plains, Southern Bank in Thayer, Alton in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, along with Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer, Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer, Eli Martin and Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove. Welcome to the Ozark Healthcare Thayer Bobcat pregame show. And again, the Thayer Bobcats take on a Puxico team that is undefeated and ranked number 3 in the state in Class 2 basketball. But you might remember Thayer went to Puxico a year ago and took on the Indians on their home court. Bobcats won that one by 7, the only loss of the regular season for the Puxico Indians. I think this one's going to be a dandy tonight. Thayer Bobcats again coming in 1-3. All three of those losses to state-ranked teams. And we'll see how this one goes here tonight. Big crowd on hand for what we expect. Going to be a good old-fashioned barn burner here on Matt Pitts Court at the Thayer High School. And welcome to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll be back with your starting lineups for tonight's game in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
And welcome back to the Thayer High School for tonight's game. The Thayer Bobcats and the Puxico Indians should be a dandy here. By the way, pretty good crowd on hand. Still some seating available, especially over on the student side of the gymnasium here at Matt Pitts Court. And if you're in the Thayer area, come on out for what might be a dandy game tonight. Thayer Bobcats are getting better every night. They are 1-3 coming into tonight's game. And again, Puxico is 6-0 and ranked number 3. By the way, in history, these two teams have played 4 times. Thayer has won the last 3 in a row, including knocking Puxico from the ranks of the undefeated last year, a 7-point win over at Puxico. And here's how the Indians will start it tonight. It'll be, well, tell you what, before we do a starting lineup, we need to take another break. We're getting ready for the national anthem, and we will take a break for that. We'll be back with your starting lineups in just 2 minutes. on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
All in the style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues. Deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints and colors that echo crisp fall morning and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
I'm back here at Matt Pitts Court at the Thayer High School getting ready for tonight's game. One of many games going on around the Ozarks, and we'll talk about a lot of that coming up during the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime show. Let's look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. It's four seniors and a sophomore for the Puxico Indians. They'll start with Landon Burchard, a senior, wears number one. Number 12, Jeff Hancock. Number 32, a senior, Will Bogus. Number 35, a senior in Carson Long, and the sophomore, Colton Stroud, wearing number two. For the Thayer Bobcats, same lineup we have seen all year long. It'll be Hollis Deckard out on top with Jaden Belcher, Hunter Trinkler, the freshman, Riley White, the senior, and senior Heath Combs. And again, the Bobcats come into tonight with a record of 1-3. Bobcats have actually lost two in a row. The championship game of the Lyon College High School Tournament last Saturday night. And then, of course, earlier this week, the loss here at home to Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. So Bobcats looking to break that losing streak, and Puxico wanting to stay undefeated. And we're just about set. Both teams getting some, well, now Puxico breaks the huddle. They head out to the court. Three-man officiating crew is on the scene, and we're about ready to go. I want to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes, Legacy Auto Body and Towing, and Steed Trucking in Thayer. Riley White, they're jumping up for the Bobcats. He's up, and he wins the tip, but Puxico stepped in front and picked it off. That was Long. Long with it on the right side. Gives it up now to Bogus. Bogus was swinging around the horn. Got it there to Hancock. Three-point try out of the corner. Up and no good. Hancock goes and gets his own rebound and gives it out to Burchard. Bobcats playing a 1-3-1 matchup. Three-point shot out of the corner. No good for Puxico, and the rebound to Hunter Trinkler, the Thayer Bobcat freshman. Trinkler brings the ball into the front court. Hands it off to Heath Combs. He'll swing it around to the left side wing for Deckard. Deckard goes to the top of the key. Gives a handoff to White. White now back out to Trinkler. Trinkler looking for some room to penetrate. And oh, and he just carried the ball. Yes, he did. Started to make a one-hand pass and then put it back down on the floor, and you just can't do that. So Bobcats with a turnover, and we're about 40 seconds in this game. Neither team has scored yet. Puxico can score, by the way. They average 83 points a game. They pass it in the corner or into the lane. Ball is stolen by the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher got it to Trinkler. Trinkler into the middle lane. Ball poked away from behind. Picked up by Burchard. Burchard down the right side. All the way to the glass. Can't score. And Riley White yanks the rebound down and gets tied up. And the held ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats. little bit of backcourt pressure here by Puxico. And now they'll back that out to midcourt. Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcat freshman, brings it into the front court. We're a minute into this one. No scores so far. Trinkler gives on the left side for Ryder White. Ryder White trying to give it back to him. Ball is deflected by Burchard and out of bounds. Fair will inbound it on the far side. It'll be Hollis Deckard to trigger it in. Long is there to guard on the inbound pass, and it goes into the backcourt to Trinkler. Trinkler steps across the line. Thayer gets into the half-court set. Ball goes to Deckard. We're going to get a whistle. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Hollis Deckard as he came up and around. His elbow caught Long right in the face, knocked him down, and they call Hollis Deckard for a foul. I don't know about that. No score here at Thayer High School. 6:43 to go, first quarter. It's a big game in Southern Missouri right here. Burchard with it for Puxico. Shoots a three. It's no good off the front rim, and a rebound taken by Belcher again for Thayer. Bobcats want to run a little bit. Deckard gives over to Belcher. Belcher will move it to the top of the key. Goes to the left side. Hands to Heath Combs. Now to Deckard. Puxico playing man-to-man. Here's the ball inside for Heath Combs, and he is fouled as he goes up for a shot. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That foul will be on number 32, Will Bogus, the senior, for Puxico. So each team now with one team foul here in the first quarter. Heath Combs going to the line to shoot two. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters, including partners in China, West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes. And the first free throw for Heath Combs is up and good. Combs, first player on the scoreboard here tonight. Second free throw is up. That one is going to rattle in and out. No good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Puxico. Bogus trying to rebound it. Tried to dribble. Dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound on their offensive end of the floor with 6:20 to go in the first quarter, leading 1-0. Inbound play comes to Riley White. Out on top to Combs. Top of the key. Now gives to Deckard. Deckard moves off a double team. Gives it back to White. Back out on top to Combs. Combs working to the right side of the floor. Gives off to Deckard. He'll take it back to the left. Feed it over to Belcher. Belcher on the left wing. Belcher swings over to Combs. Bobcats, a little motion offense here. And the ball goes to Trinkler. And we got a whistle and a travel called on Combs. So Bobcats with another turnover. I think that's three already in the game. We had a double dribble. Now we've got a travel. And we've got a Puxico player going to come out of the game. He looks like a bloody nose. Number 14 will check in. That is Owens. First substitution of the night for Puxico. And number 35, Long, will go take care of that bloody nose. Puxico with the ball. Neither team has hit a field goal yet. Puxico into the lane. They kick it back outside. Three-point shot is up. Off the rim. No good for Stroud. And Jaden Belcher yanks down another Thayer Bobcat rebound. Bobcat's doing a good job on the boards tonight. They do have the size advantage all over the floor. Combs with it for Thayer. Works to the right side of the floor. Hands off to Trinkler. Trinkler into the lane. Spins to the right. Elevates to lefty. Puts it up and in. Hunter Trinkler with the first field goal of the game with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it early, 3-0. Puxico with it on the right side. Got it to Owens. Owens swings around the horn to Burchard. Down the corner for Bogus. Three-point ball. Up and no good. Rebound to Belcher again. Thayer running up the floor on the right side. Bring it back to Deckard trailing the play. He'll go now to Riley White. Right side at a free throw circle. Over to Belcher. Belcher moves off a screen. Gives it to Riley White trying to cut through the lane. And Belcher traveled. A little bit of contact there by the defender. Knocked Belcher off his base. And they call Belcher for the travel. That is four turnovers in the first 3 minutes for the Thayer Bobcats. And here comes Puxico with it on the other end. So far, they have just concentrated on shooting a three ball, and they've not hit one yet. They swing it in the right corner for Stroud, the sophomore. Had it poked away, got it back, gives out to Burchard. Burchard, the senior, penetrates in the lane, spins left, and he's going to get fouled on the floor. Pair of Bobcats were there. They call it, I think, on Trinkler. Yeah, they do. Number 24, Trinkler called for the foul. Hunter, his first of the night. Second team foul here in the first quarter on the Thayer Bobcats. 4:34 to go, first quarter. Thayer up three. And Puxico with it. Long shot by Burchard. It's good. He hit that one from 24 feet. Landon Burchard, the first three-pointer of the night. It counts for the Puxico Indians, and they tie the game at three. Bobcats back into the offensive set. Got the ball out on the right side wing to Belcher. To Riley White, back to Belcher. Moving off the screen. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it up for Deckard on the left side. Deckard now to Heath Combs. Heath penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back out to Belcher. Belcher 12 feet from the bucket. Nice spin move. Count it. And a foul. Belcher with a two. He'll go to the line for a three-point play. And the foul is called on number 12, Jeff Hancock, for the Puxico Indians. That'll be his first. And Belcher to the free throw line. Misses that one. Got too much to the back rim and pops out. And Burchard rebounds for Puxico. He'll bring it up the floor. Got to his spot. Doesn't take the shot. Gets the ball out. And now they get it to big number 32. His shot is up and no good. And a rebound to Heath Combs for Thayer. Heath got rid of it to Deckard, and the Bobcats come the other way. Bogus had it 5 feet from the bucket. Missed the shot from straight ahead. Thayer back on the offensive end. Trinkler with it outside. 3:32 to go first quarter. Thayer up 5-3. Puxico, again, averages 83 points a game. Not hitting shots early here. Oh, and here's Burchard going to take it away from Trinkler. Burchard driving for the layup. Count it, and a foul. And that's going to be number two on Hunter Trinkler. And Hunter, the freshman, going to learn you can't do that. Thayer making substitutions here. Dominic Boyce and Carter Nicholson check in. Heath Combs and Trinkler will sit. Trinkler with those two fouls. Burchard scored the bucket to tie the game at 5-5 and will try and break the tie with a free throw. It is up and it's good. Landon Burchard, good player. Oh, and a steal in the backcourt for Puxico. They get the ball over for a three-point shot. It's good for number two, Stroud. First three-pointer of the night for the Puxico, or the second three-pointer of the night for Puxico. They lead it now 9-5. Bobcats with it. Get it to Boyce in the corner for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble for it. And Burchard comes out of there with it for Puxico. He swings up the court to Stroud for three more. No, but we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. What? Carter Nicholson had inside position, was body and back on the defender. And they called him for a push. Wow. 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with four team fouls now. Worst part of that is two of them on Hunter Trinkler, the Bobcats' outstanding freshman. Puxico inbounds, gets the ball around to Burchard. Another 24-footer, and it's good. He's hit two and a quarter. He's got 9 points in the game. Burchard puts Puxico up by seven. Thayer with the ball. Dominic Boyce swings it over to Belcher. Belcher now to Riley White. White looking in the lane. Nobody open. He'll take it down the left side of the lane. Pull up against the defense. Shoots and scores. And Riley White's got to do more of that. Only number 50 checked in the game. Here's another three ball on the other end for Puxico. No good. Rebound Thayer. Stolen by the Indians. And now stolen back by Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Deckard going all the way to the rack. Lays it up and in. Deckard with his first two of the night. Thayer just like that back to within three. That's a 4-0 run for the Bobcats. 2:01 to go first quarter. Folks, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Matt Pitt Court. Here's another three ball for Burchard. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Stroud for Puxico. Kicks it back out front to Long. He'll swing it over to Burchard. Somebody better jump out on him. He's about in his range right there. Moves off the screen, fakes the shot. Now gets to Stroud. The three ball is good. The sophomore with his second three-pointer. Four threes in the first quarter for Puxico. And all of a sudden, they lead it again by six, 15-9. Thayer working it down low to Hollis Deckard in the corner on the left side. Kicks it out to Riley White. Thinking about a three, now going to take it to the bucket. Back out to Deckard, open for three. That one rolls off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Puxico, and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. They call that one on Riley White. That'll be team foul number five on the Bobcats. The number 50 will go to line for Puxico. That is Mikey Dry. Mikey Dry will go, another senior, will go to the free throw line for Puxico and shoot two. Bobcats are over the limit with a minute 14 to go in the first quarter. Mikey Dry looking for his first point off the bench. The free throw is up and good. Nice soft touch. Hit the front rim, back rim, and out. Now Heath Combs will check back in the game for Thayer. Carter Nicholson will come out. Dry is set to shoot his second. Trying to make it an 8-point Puxico lead would be their biggest of the game so far. That's good. Told you, this team can score the average 83 points a game. 17 here in the first quarter. Deckard with the ball for Thayer, working against the defense. Got it over to Boyce. Boyce out top to Heath Combs. Heath swings it on the left side to Belcher. Back out to Riley White on top. Hands to Deckard. Deckard moves to the free throw line. Ducks under the defense. Doesn't take the shot. Gives to Riley White for three, and it's good. Riley White hits a three, and that three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats just like that. Back to within five. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Puxico working around the perimeter. Got the ball off to Burchard. High arching shot over the defense. No good. Has a good defensive play and a rebound for Dominic Boyce. Forced Burchard to alter his shot, and it wouldn't go in. So Thayer with the ball back. 25 seconds to go as Deckard brings it across the timeline. Feeds to Boyce. Now to Combs. Combs to Belcher. On top to White. Riley bounces it twice. Gives it to Deckard. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Bobcats holding for the final shot of the period. Down by five. Deckard working the right side of the floor. Gets inside the defense, gives out to Riley White, into the lane, shoots with 4 seconds, no good. Burchard rebounds, and that'll end our first quarter. Our score, 17-12. Puxico leads the Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back to Matt Pitts Court in Thayer in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
And back at Thayer High School for tonight's game between the Thayer Bobcats and the Puxico Indians. And want to say thanks to another couple of Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer. I'll be there for breakfast in the morning. And Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering. Puxico opens the second quarter with the ball. Three-point shot on the way by Burchard. Bounces high off the back rim, and Riley White yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Got it out to Dominic Boyce, who'll give to Deckard. Thayer with a chance here to get back to within three with a bucket. Down by five as we open the second quarter. Thayer working the motion offense, swinging it around. Now down inside to Boyce. Boyce tied up by a double team and trying to get rid of it. It's going to be fouled. That one will be on number 35. That is Carson Long, another senior for Puxico. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. Hollis Deckard will be the trigger man to the left side of the glass. Looking in the middle, bounces it down into the Riley White. Back out to Boyce. Boyce kicks it out to Combs. Combs penetrates into the lane. Now go on a backdoor cut to Boyce, and he couldn't kick the handle. And the ball turned over to Burchard for Puxico. Gets it down the corner to Stroud, the sophomore, for another three. That's no good. Rebound, Hollis Deckard, as that one came hard off the rim. But Thayer Bobcats have got it back, gone down by five. Oh, and here's a throwaway, but the ball was tipped by Burchard. Goes out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it right in front of the Puxico bench. Dominic Boyce, the trigger man, got it into to Deckard. Deckard right back to Boyce. Swings the ball on top, and now around on the left side to Heath Combs. Combs has it poked away, and it goes out of bounds. It will be, oh, it's going to be Puxico ball. Puxico will have it after another Bobcat turnover with 6:59 to go in the first half. 17-12 our score. We've played a little over a minute here in this period. Neither team has scored. Burchard with it for Puxico. Oh, time to leave it for a teammate. Almost threw it away. Picked up by Puxico. In the corner, they get it to Long. Long shot. A rebound. taken by Boyce, and he has the ball poked away from behind. Paxico gets it back, and Long will go to the bucket and score. Carson Long, that was Bogus, number 32. Bogus gets the bucket, his first of the night, and Paxico back up 7. Now here's Hollis Deckard, gets tied up. He turns to his teammates and says, guys, somebody's got to come get the ball. And the Bobcats want a timeout to talk about it. 19-12, Thayer trails by 7. We back to Matt Pitt Court at the Thayer High School in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
And that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Capri Bristow in Thayer. Thayer Bobcat basketball. By the way, Carter Nicholson has checked back in place of Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer inbounds the ball to Deckard in the backcourt, swings it outside and around the horn to Belcher. Belcher back to Riley White. He's going down the left side of the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it in. Second time Riley White's done that tonight. He's got 7 to lead the way for Thayer, who's back to within 5 with that bucket. Comes Burchard for Puxico. Swings the pass to the right side. Got it there to Hancock. Hancock around to Burchard in the left side corner. Trying to drive the baseline. Nicholson cuts him off. He'll swing it outside. Now back to the right wing in the corner to Stroud. A sophomore gives to Burchard. He turns and fires a high arching shot. Bothered by the defense again, but here comes Puxico with a rebound. Back over to Burchard. Burchard going to the buckets. Going to get fouled. That'll be on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. As Burchard went hard to the hole, Riley White knocked him to the floor. That's not in my house. And that'll be foul number 2 on the night on Riley White. It'll send Landon Burchard to the free throw line. Burchard with 9 of the 19 points here in the first half for Puxico. Senior guard, good player. First one is up and good. First player in double figures, Landon Burchard. He's got 10, looking for number 11 right here. Thayer down by 6 again and make it 7 as he hits both free throws. Bobcats will bring it the other way, needing a bucket this trip down. Been outscored 4-2 so far in this second period. Puxico back playing, they're still playing man-to-man. Hollis Deckard, nice move, explodes down the baseline, couldn't hit the layup. And the rebound to Puxico, and here come the Indians on the break. Burchard behind the back. Well, that's a pretty play. Gets it outside and around to a teammate. Three-point shot is up. No good. Riley White down the rebound for Thayer. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Bobcats down 7 with the ball. Deckard hands it off to Belcher. Belcher gives it up to Heath Combs. Now to Riley White out on the elbow. He'll swing it around to Combs. Combs moves off the screen at the top of the key. Moving to his left. Now gives it up for Hollis Deckard. Bobcats having trouble getting anybody open with a shot at the basket here. Been a tough man-to-man defense by Puxico. Thayer's got it now in the corner to Nicholson for 3. He can shoot that shot, but it wouldn't go down. Just off the back rim and a rebound off to Puxico. Hancock got it. Swings the ball over for number 32 just in the game, or still in the game, Bogus. Long rebound off the miss. Burchard got it. Oh, and here comes Hancock. Tips in the miss. Hancock exploding down the middle of the lane. He tipped it up and in. And now it's a 9-point lead, biggest lead of the game for Puxico. Thayer with the ball on the left side, outside to Deckard. Deckard moves to the elbow, kicks it back out to White. White in the corner for Combs. Combs move off the screen toward the bucket, gets cut off, gives it back out to Deckard. Just not much going here offensively for the Thayer Bobcats. They swing the ball left side to Nicholson in the corner. Gives it out to Riley White. White over to Belcher. Belcher hadn't even attempted a shot. Now he does as he goes down the left side of the lane and scoops it up and in. Actually, that is the second bucket of the first half for Belcher. That's a nice move. Got to do more of that. Puxico up by 7 with the ball. Got it out on top. Bogus thought about the shot. Doesn't take it. Sits, that's a screen for Burchard. Now back to Bogus in the lane, and he throws it away. Boggess tried a behind-the-back pass to the outside, and the ball sailed out of bounds. A substitution again. Dominic Boyce is into the game. Heath Combs is out for Thayer. And number 50, Mikey Dry, checks back in for Puxico. And number 35 back out there, too. That is Long. Thayer with the ball down by 7. Oh, and here's a cut into the lane. Decker tried to get it to Belcher, and he couldn't hang on to the pass. Had a wide-open lane to the bucket and forgot to catch it before he went up with a shot. So Bobcats turn it over again with 3 minutes to go in the first half, down 7. Burchard for Puxico. Gets the ball off, going into the lane. Oh, there's a travel. Yep, the official caught it. They got it to Boggess, who went hard to the hole, then tried to stop, and he picked up the pivot foot. By the way, number 33 has checked in the game. That is Armstrong, who was the best player they had in the JV game, and I'll tell you about that at halftime. Thayer JV, a winner again tonight. So Thayer with the ball down by 7. Here's Dominic Boyce in the lane. Little running one-hander's good. Dominic, and now 6 different Bobcats have scored in this game. Thayer back to within 5 with that bucket. Here's Burchard to the free throw line. Dumps it down inside for Dry. He couldn't hit the shot, and Boyce now the rebound. Dominic double-teamed as he crosses the timeline. They're going to call back and forth. Dom tried to hit Nicholson, and Nicholson still had 1 foot in the backcourt when he caught the ball. So that's a turnover on the Thayer Bobcats. And boy, they've had a bunch of them here tonight, or this might be a different game right now. Thayer down 5, Puxico with the lead in the ball, 2:29 to go in the half. Burchard got it outside, swinged it around, now got it in the corner. 3-point shot is up. That one's no good. Belcher with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer chance to get back to within 3 with a bucket here. Deckard to Nicholson, looking inside, nobody open, gives to Riley White. He dribbles into the lane and gets fouled. He'll be on the floor, but an inbound play here for the Thayer Bobcats with 2:09 to go in the first half. Fouls on number 35. That is Carson Long. That'll be his second, only the second team foul here in the second quarter against Puxico. Thayer looking inbound the ball. Going to have to hurry. Now they do. They lob it in way outside to Belcher. Belcher has the ball poked away and into backcourt, and a foul's going to be called on the play. This will be on number 12, Jeff Hancock, and that will be his second of the night for Puxico. So Hancock with 2 here in the first half. They leave him out there for now. Thayer inbounds the ball to Belcher in the backcourt. He'll give it to Deckard. He brings it into front court for Thayer. Bobcats running the offense. Got it to Belcher on the top of the key. Now to Riley White. To Deckard for 3. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Hancock. He'll put it on the floor. Give it now to Burchard. Running up the right side. Trying to get to the bucket. Burchard all the way to baseline. And then tries a wraparound pass. And it hits the back of the backboard. And Puxico wants a timeout. Minute 43 to go in the first half. Thayer trails Puxico by 5. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
And back at the Thayer High School, again, the Thayer Bobcats down by 5. They'll have the basketball coming out of the timeout. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forsler Store in Thayer, Ash Flat, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball here with a minute 43 to go in the half. And they're down by 5. Both teams have scored 6 points so far in the second quarter. And Thayer running the ball. Oh, and Burchard takes it away from Belcher and will drive for the uncontested layup. Belcher not doing a good job protecting the ball there on the dribble. And Burchard just picked his pocket and went for an easy 2. That's 13 in the first half for Burchard. And now Belcher almost took it, or excuse me, Burchard almost took it from Belcher again. He will inbound on the sideline. Lobs the ball in the backcourt for Hollis Deckard. Deckard working against the defense of Stroud. Brings him across the timeline. Gives to Dominic Boyce, top of the key. Dom hands off to Riley White. He's just outside the lane. Now to Nicholson out top for a three. That one is short. Rebound controlled by Boyce. Back up and in. Dominic Boyce off the bench with 4 points here in the second quarter. Thayer back to within five. Puxico with it. That is Hancock. Swings it over to Burchard. Burchard into the free throw circle. Back out to Hancock. He'll swing it around now to Burchard. To Stroud in the corner for three. Top the rim. No good. And the rebound comes out long. Taken by Hollis Deckard. Thayer chance to get back to within three here with a bucket. If somebody could hit one from downtown, could make it a two-point game before the end of the half. Bobcats with it. Got it to the left elbow for Riley White. Riley out to Deckard. 23 to go in the quarter. Deckard open. Doesn't take the shot. Gives out to Nicholson. Nicholson takes it to the left side of the floor and leaves it for Hollis Deckard again. We're down to 14 to go in a half. Thayer looking for a hot hand. Here's Dominic Boyce with over to Belcher with eight. Belcher leans it to Riley White with five. White going down the right side of the lane. Elevates for the shot. Are they going to count it? He hit the shot, but I think they're going to call it on the floor. Oh, they do count the basket. Or did they? No, they did not. They called it on the floor. Foul was on number 50. That is Mikey Dry. And Thayer will inbound with 3 seconds left in the first half. Only got it to, almost got it to Belcher. Ball is tipped by the defense and goes out of bounds. Belcher was wide open coming down the left side of the lane. The man guarding the inbound play managed to get a hand on it. Ball gets into Boyce. Boyce to the bucket and he scores. Dominic Boyce. 6 points off the Bobcat bench and Dom has made it a three-point game at the half. 25-22, Thayer Bobcats down by three at the half. We'll take a timeout and be back in just 2 minutes with your 5D screen printing halftime show on the Ecom Sport Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
It's time for the holidays. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer invites you to shop local with savings on products from Cinch, Carhartt, Wrangler, Montana Silversmith, and others. We're offering 15% off all boots, clothing, and toys. Yeti products are 20% off. And there's special savings on Clearance, Woman's, Ariat's, Helos, and Cruiser's footwear. Perfect for the holiday budget. Grab an additional holiday rebate on select Ariat products. Shop now and save at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Fall is here and your vehicle needs to be ready. As temps drop and leaves cover the ground, trust the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer to prepare you for the season ahead. Corey, Steve, and the team will inspect your tires, check your battery before the winter cold, and service your brakes for wet, unpredictable fall weather. From all-season tires to reliable interstate batteries, they handle cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers. Don't let autumn's challenges catch you off guard. Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer, ensuring you're ready for crisp mornings, early sunsets, and everything fall throws your way.
We're back at the Thayer High School. It is halftime. Welcome to the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime show. Our score at the half, 25-22, Puxico with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats, just to put it kind of simply in a nutshell, too many turnovers in the game tonight. Just too many turnovers, and that is thanks to a very good man-to-man defense being played by these Puxico Indians. I mean, they are staying in the Bobcats' front pocket. They're staying there throughout the game. Matter of fact, they're pretty much doing it full court. So Puxico. How long can they continue to play that man-to-man against this Bobcat offense, which has got good motion going tonight, have had a couple of shots that they probably should have made that they didn't, or this might be a little bit different score. But I think the game is going at the pace that Coach Matt Pitts would have liked. He didn't want to get into a run and gun with Puxico. I mentioned in the pregame, this Puxico team averages 83 points a game. Now, it's not like they've only played two and had one really good one. No, they average 83 points a game, and they are 6-0. Matter of fact, they have turbo-clocked every team they played this year. They only allow 45 points per game. That shows you just how good that defense is. Well, tonight, Thayer Bobcats have held them to 25 for a half and have scored 22 themselves. So those things kind of balance out as you get into the season. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins over there, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Again, Thayer trails at the half, 25-22. You're listening to the 5D Screen Printing Halftime Report. We'll be back with a look at your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
And we're back at the Thayer High School. Tonight's game, the Thayer Bobcats and the undefeated number 3-ranked Puxico Indians. And Puxico leads it by 3 at the half, 25-22. Take a look at our first half stats. First up for the Puxico Indians, they're led in the scoring department by Landon Burchard. He has 13 of the 25 for Puxico. 6 for Colton Stroud. He's hit 2 3-pointers. Jeff Hancock with 2. Will Bogus with 2, and 2 for Mikey Dry off the Puxico bench. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led tonight by Riley White. Riley's hit the only 3 for the Bobcats tonight, and he has scored 7 points in the game. 6 for Dominic Boyce, who's come off the bench and played really well for Coach Matt Pitts. Jaden Belcher with 4 points in the first half. Hollis Deckard with 2. 2 for Hunter Trinkler. Remember, Trinkler got 2 fouls early in the first quarter, did not play at all in the second quarter, and really missed about half of the first quarter. So the Bobcats' best offensive player has not played in this game hardly at all. But he did score 2 points while he was in there. He's combed with 1 as he hit a free throw. Both teams have made their way back out onto the court. We're just about ready for the second half. You're listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. We'll step away. We'll be back with more Thayer Bobcat basketball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
And we're back at Matt Pitt Court. Both teams are coming off the courts after their halftime warm-up. We're getting ready for the second half of our game. Hey, do want to remind you, we've got three games for you tomorrow on K-Country 95, as we'll be at the final round of the Battle of the Border in Mammoth Spring tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. We'll have the Alton Comets as they take on the Couch Indians for third place in the boys' division. And then Mike Robertson will be along for the championship game in the girls and the boys game. So 4:30 for our first game, and then the girls' third place game will follow that one, followed by the men's championship game. Boy, what a dandy that should be. Mammoth Spring and Pocahontas for the tournament championship. The Battle of the Border continuing tomorrow at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. I think the first game of the day gets underway at about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. All right, here we go. Second half underway. Puxico with the lead and the ball to start the quarter. They swing it to Burchard. Now down the corner to Stroud. Stroud to a teammate cutting down the lane. Easy bucket for Will Bogus, his second bucket of the night. And just like that, Puxico back up by five. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Hunter Trinkler brings it into the front court. Gives off to Belcher. Belcher swings it around to Dominic Boyce. Now to Riley White at the high post. Off to Deckard. Deckard penetrates. Now to Belcher in the corner for three. It's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Bogus for Puxico. Gives it out to Burchard. Back out front and around to Stroud from the wing. His three ball is no good. Hollis Deckard yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Thayer down by five with the ball, needing a bucket here. Stay close. Folks, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner, I'm just telling you. Riley White with it for Thayer, gives back to Dominic Boyce. Boyce swings it out to Trinkler. Trinkler, the lefty, trying to penetrate on the left side. Has to back it out, swing it around to Belcher on the right side. Belcher puts it on the floor. Back to Boyce, and now back to Riley White. In the corner to Trinkler for three. It's off the rim. Rebound taken by Dominic Boyce. He has it poked away and out of bounds before he could get it back up on the glass. And it'll be Thayer ball. They'll inbound down on the offensive end of the court to the right side of the glass with 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats lob it to the free throw line to White. Swings over to Boyce. Boyce, quick pass in the middle, knocked away by the defense, picked up by Burchard. Behind the back with a dribble on the break. Now kicks it into the corner for Long. Long gives it back to Burchard. Three ball is good. Landon Burchard now with 16 in the game. That is his third three-pointer of the night. And it's out to an eight-point lead now for Puxico. They've led by as many as nine in the game. Thayer with a basketball out on top is Trinkler. Swings it right side to Belcher. Belcher gives it in the corner now for Deckard. Deckard to Boyce cutting through the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound taken again by Puxico, who's really done a nice job on the boards here lately. And here's Burchard driving into the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Riley White out-battles Bogus for it. And the Thayer Bobcats back with the ball, needing a bucket. Thayer hasn't scored here in the first two-plus minutes of the third quarter. Needing a bucket to stay close, down by eight. Trinkler with it way out front. And again, man-to-man defense here for Puxico. Trinkler going down the lane, the left side, lays it up and in, but we got a whistle and a foul going to be called. And the foul's going to be on Riley White for a push. Wow. So an illegal screen called on Riley White. That'll be his third in the game. And Thayer having to make a substitution here. Nicholson is in. Dominic Boyce will check out. And Thayer down by eight. They didn't count the basket, by the way, that time for the Bobcats. Putsko with the ball, up eight. And they swing it on the right side, and it's stolen by Nicholson. He'll give it out to Trinkler as he was falling out of bounds. Nice defensive play by Carter Nicholson. Thayer with the ball to Belcher on the left side wing. Draws a double team to him. Gives it to Deckard in the corner. Now the high post to Riley White. Riley, one dribble. Kicks it to Trinkler down in the right corner. Trinkler driving a baseline. The lefty has his shot rejected. Deckard picks it up. Fakes. Now shoots over the defense, and he gets fouled. That'll be on number 32, Will Bogus. Oh, wait a minute. They call a technical on Bogus. Oh, my. Bogus going to be called for the first foul, and then it's going to get teed up. So Bogus called for the personal foul. And a technical foul is assessed on the play. So it'll be Hollis Deckard going to the line to shoot the two technicals, and then there'll be two shots for, it was Hollis Deckard who was shooting the ball. So Thayer could get a four-point trip down the floor. 4:59 to go in the third quarter, down by eight. Bobcats could really use Hollis Deckard to hit all of these shots. First one is up, and it is good. Bobcat Senior now with 3 points in the game. And maybe these free throws will help get his shooting eye straightened out. Second free throw is up and good for Deckard. And now they'll bring everybody in as he will. Well, now they're going to shoot the two technical shots. Okay. Now they're shooting the two technicals, and Thayer will have the ball. Third one is up and good. Can he make it four in a row and cut the lead to four? That one is up. Looks good from here, and it is. Deckard, the senior, steps up and hits four in a row, and Thayer will inbound the ball down by four, 30-26. By the way, when you got down to assessing the fouls on Bogus, that is three on him now. And he will check out of the game. Dry has checked in. Well, Thayer will inbound the basketball at midcourt. And they'll bring it in to Hunter Trinkler, the freshman. Under five to go in the third quarter. Thayer back to within four. Can make it a two-point game here. They get it to Nicholson. Nicholson out to Riley White. Wide open, top of the key. Riley dribbles to the free throw line. Now backs it out to Hollis Deckard. Deckard back out to White. Fakes the three. Swings it down the corner to Nicholson. Fakes the three. Goes around the defense. Oh, and he's called for a travel. Carter Nicholson, a good head and shoulder fake, but then he picked up the pivot foot before he got the dribble down. So Thayer turns it over and a chance to get back to within two there. Oh, that hurts. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Burchard brings in the front court. Thayer back in that 2-3 or 1-3-1 matchup. Burchard into the free throw circle. Kick it out to Stroud. The three ball is up and no good. And the rebound run down by Puxico. Back to Stroud cutting down the lane and he scores. Colton Stroud, the sophomore, with eight. His first two of the second half. And Thayer down by six again, 32-26. Belcher with the ball. Swings it on the baseline to Riley White. Riley backed it out to the three-point line on the wing. Gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler moving off the screen. Got it on the left side. Now gives to Deckard. Deckard swings across court. Now in the right wing for Belcher. Back out top to Riley White. Shoot another three. That one's off the rim. Not a good shot. Not even a good attempt. Riley was way off his balance. Didn't have his feet set or anything. Here's a three on the other end for Puxico. Number 12, Jeff Hancock hits the three. His first of the game. And all of a sudden, it's a 9-point lead. Thayer with the ball going to Belcher, cutting down the lane. Couldn't hit the layup. And rebound taken by Puxico again. Well, they are dominating the boards right here. Here's a three ball up by Stroud. No good. And Hollis Deckard yanks down the rebound. And we're going to get a foul going to be called on Hollis Deckard again. Hollis threw a high elbow, hit number 35 right in the face, and that'll be foul number two on Hollis Deckard tonight. That's the second time he's done that. And Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats is not happy at all. All his man was doing was trying to clear the ball, and his elbow happened to catch the guy in the face, and they call him for a foul. That's not a foul. And there's Dry in the corner for Puxico. Gets out to Stroud. Three-point ball is up. No good. Belcher with a rebound. And Belcher trying to pass it. has it stolen. Puxico with the ball. Burchard, baseline, 15-footer off the rim. No. And a rebound taken by Belcher for Thayer. Bobcats need a bucket. Down by 9. Thayer's only scored 4 points in this quarter. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Belcher with the ball out front. Gives to Riley White in the corner to Nicholson for 3. It's good. Nicholson with his first bucket of the game. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and that's a big bucket for Thayer, back within 6. Burchard with it. Puxico going to fire 3. That one's good. He answers it. 19 in the game now, and we get a timeout on the court. 2:33 to go in the third. Puxico leads Thayer by 9. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store.
And back after the timeout, I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, and Steed Trucking. All of Thayer assistant coaches talked to the official that called that foul a while ago on Hollis Deckard. Just trying to clear the ball, and his elbow happened to catch the guy in the head, and they called him for an offensive foul. That is not a foul. Was obviously not intentional. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Oh, and here's the pass going over to Nicholson. Ball is loose on the court. And finally, we get a foul called on Puxico. That one's going to be on Carson Long, the other big man for Puxico, and that'll be his third of the night. So Bogus and Long, each with 3 fouls now for the Puxico Indians. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. And a little moisture on the court, looking to get it dried up. 2:22 to go in the third. Thayer down by 9 with the basketball. And Thayer's got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. As many, several passes they've tried to make, they've just been intercepted. You're playing varsity basketball now, boys. You got to throw it with some oomph behind it every time. You try and lob it, especially against a team like Puxico, they're going to go get it. Now Bogus will check out the game with those 3 fouls. Number 33, Armstrong checks in. This kid played the entire JV game, and he was good. By the way, Thayer won the JV game tonight, 42-41. I believe the Thayer JV is still undefeated. Thayer with a basketball, Trinkler with it. Hands off to Hollis Deckard on the right wing. Out to Nicholson, thought about the 3, doesn't take it. Gives it instead to Riley White at the top of the key. Riley swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to penetrate. Dumps into the lane. He traveled with the basketball. Yes, he did. Going left, he tried to turn it back to the right, and you just can't do that. And again, Thayer's only scored 7 points in this quarter. They're down by 9. And here's a steal by Riley White. Puxico trying to get it down to Dry inside, and Riley stepped in front, took it away. Thayer with the ball. Hollis Deckard with it. Swings it around right side to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Deckard. Deckard to Belcher. Out on top. Belcher bounces it to Riley White, top of the key. Bobcat big man swings it on the right side for Deckard. Deckard to the free throw line, couldn't get the shot. Down to the corner for Nicholson, misses the 3, and the rebound taken by Puxico. Here they come, a 5-on-4 opportunity, and Hancock pulls up, gets up a 3, and it's no good. Rebound Thayer, Trinkler up the right side. Down the corner, Nicholson, he'll try it again, it's good! Nicholson hits his second of the night, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer back to within 6 here. Puxico with the ball. 1:09 to go in the third. Burchard's got it. Looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Stroud for 3 in the corner. It's good. Puxico back up by 9 with that one. That was a big bucket. Out under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the ball. Needing a bucket here. Belcher goes to White. White at the elbow, now backs it out to 3-point line. Gives over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard just can't get open for the 3 tonight. Belcher with it now on the right side. In the corner to Nicholson. Defense jumps out on him this time. He'll give it to Deckard. Back to Nicholson for 3 more. Yes! Nicholson's hit 2 in a row from downtown. Thayer back within 6 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Puxico working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Now Belcher jumps out on Burchard. Burchard takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Backs it out. Puxico looks like they want to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. They get it on the left side to Armstrong. Armstrong gives it up to a man. Gets the Stroud in the corner. Shot is up and it's good. Stroud hits another from downtown. He's got 14 in the game. Thayer, a half-court shot, no good. And that's the end of three. Our score, Puxico 44, Thayer 35. We'll be back with what should be a great fourth quarter in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today.
5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
And here we go, fourth quarter underway. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, down by nine. They get it to Trinkler. Trinkler spins in the lane, pulls up, fadeaway jumper, good. The freshman with his second bucket of the game, and Thayer back to within seven with 7:44 to go in the ball game. Here's Burchard for three on the other end, no good. Rebound to Puxico, to Stroud for three, and it's good. The sophomore having a night. Stroud. Oh, I'm sorry, that was number 12. I'm sorry, Hancock hit that one. Hancock now with 8 points in the game. Thayer with it, back the other way, down by 10. Deckard with it on the left side wing, looking to give it up in the corner. Now swings it around to Belcher. Belcher fakes the three, penetrates in the lane, ball knocked away by Burchard. And here comes Puxico. Burchard, top of the key, swings it left side, and a block shot by Trinkler. Number 33, Armstrong, going up for a three, and Trinkler came out of nowhere and swatted it into the bleacher. That was the roar you heard from the Bobcat fans. Good defensive play there. They're back in a 1-3-1 matchup. Puxico got to Burchard out on top. Takes it to the left side baseline. Gives it outside to Armstrong. Armstrong will give it back up now to Hancock. Hancock to Stroud for three more. No. Thayer comes out with a rebound. Dominic Boyce got it. Come the Bobcats, down 10. Thayer needing a bucket here. They got to Boyce. Boyce got it down low now to Riley White, moving toward the lane. Pulls up with a shot, no good. And then a foul on Riley White on the rebound. No doubt about that one. Riley White went over the back of Mikey Dry. And he's going to come out of the game. Thayer going to get Carter Nicholson back in there. Riley will come out with his fourth personal foul. 6:32 to go in the game. Thayer down by 10. Puxico with the ball. Boy, these guys have been shooting the threes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Made threes for Stroud. Burchard has hit four. And two for Hancock. Dry with it to Burchard. Wide open for a three. That one's off the rim. No. And a rebound controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Trinkler. Brings it out to midcourt, swings it over to Belcher. Belcher back to Nicholson. Nicholson's been hot here in the second half. Now goes to Dominic Boyce. He'll give it to Nicholson on the baseline. Nicholson dribbles outside the three-point line, pulls up and feeds it back outside to Trinkler. Trinkler to Nicholson, curling out top. Now to Deckard. Deckard to Nicholson, down under the bucket. He gets fouled and goes up with a shot. No good. They're going to call that on the shot, or they're going to call it before. Call it on number 35, Carson Long. And that's going to be number 4 on Carson Long. And they will give Nicholson two shots on the play. And the first one is up, and it's good. Nicholson, the junior, off the bench with 10 points tonight. Matter of fact, 16 of the Bobcats' points have come off their bench. Boyce with 6, now Nicholson with 10, and looking for number 11. That one is up, and it's short, no good. Rebound taken by Burchard for Puxico. Kid's a good guard. Landon Burchard, a senior. Remember him from a year ago when they made a Final Four run, and they think they're good enough to go back again, and they might be. They swing it around to Burchard. Burchard in the lane. Did it get fouled as he makes a crossover dribble? That'll be on Hollis Deckard. Got him on the hand. Foul on Deckard will be his third of the game. Comes with 5:29 to go in the game. Second team foul in the fourth quarter against Thayer. Puxico has been whistled for one. Indians inbound it out front to Stroud. Now in the corner to Burchard. Thought about the three. Now driving the baseline. And he stepped out of bounds. Are they going to call blocking foul? I believe they got Carter Nicholson for that one. Yes, they did. That'll be number 2 on Carter. Non-shooting foul, third team foul here in the fourth quarter on Thayer. Puxico will inbound to the right side of the glass on their offensive end. And they'll bring it way out front. Got it there to number 12, Hancock. Gives it outside to Stroud, and Stroud hits another one. Another three-pointer. That's 20 on the night for Stroud. Nope, they say officially 17. That's right. Hancock hit one while ago, and I put on Stroud's line. So anyway, Thayer with the ball. Nicholson, little hook pass out to Belcher. Belcher to Dominic Boyce. Now back out to Hollis Deckard. Ball knocked into the backcourt by the defense, and Deckard runs it down for Thayer. Bobcats give it to Belcher. Belcher hadn't even looked to score tonight. Bobcats leading scorer. Ball to Nicholson. Nicholson now to Trinkler. Trinkler down to the baseline. Pulls up 12-footer. No good. Rebound controlled by Dry for Puxico. And Puxico pulling away here. They swing it down in the corner. Now back outside to Burchard. Driving the lane. The runner's no good. The floater. And a rebound taken by Nicholson for Thayer. 50-38. Thayer down by 12 with 4:24 to go in the game. Bobcats need somebody to get hot. Here's Hollis Deckard going down the right side of the lane. Pulls up with a shot. It's no good, but he gets fouled on the try, and he'll go the line and shoot 2 free throws. Like to see that out of your senior, trying to force something to happen. Foul is on number 2. That is Colton Stroud. It's his first of the game. Second team foul in the fourth quarter on Puxico. I'm kind of like the Puxico coach. I can't believe they let him shoot 2 here. I thought it was way before the shot. Anyway, Deckard hits the free throw. Hollis has got 7 points tonight. 5 of them from the free throw line. Puts another one up, and it's good. He's a perfect 6-for-6 in the game. Got 8 points on the night. They are back within 10 with 4 minutes to go in the game. Burchard taking his time, coming up the floor. Puxico probably run a little clock here. They'll look for good shots. They've got the Burchard on the left side. If he would shoot it from where he's at, he's hit 2 from right there in the game. Puxico back on top to Hancock. Now to Burchard. Burchard standing out on the wing, just holding it there. Belcher jumps out on him now. Burchard looking to take it into the lane. Ball stolen by the Bobcat. Thayer, Dominic Boyce will drive all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Dominic Boyce with 8 points in the game. The Thayer bench has scored 18 tonight. And here comes Puxico. The lead back down to 8, 50-42. Almost a steal by Belcher. Gets the ball down in the corner. Shot is good. Number 12, Jeff Hancock, with another 3. That's his third one of the night. Thayer on the other end. Got it to Deckard on the wing on the right side. Cross court to Belcher. Belcher going to the rack. Lays it up, and it's good. Jaden Belcher, that's his first bucket of the second half. And Thayer back to within 9, 53-44. But Thayer's hitting 2s. Puxico's hitting 3s. And there's a pass in the middle, stolen by Hollis Deckard for the Bobcats. Bobcats will bring it up into the front court. Deckard looking to penetrate, kicks it back out to Belcher. Belcher on the wing, little dribble drive to the free throw line. Now to Trinkler. Trinkler taking it to the hole. He puts it up with a scoop. No, but he's fouled. He'll go the line and shoot 2. Foul on Puxico, be on number 33. That is Armstrong coming off the bench with his first of the night. And Bobcat freshman Hunter Trinkler going to the free throw line, trying to cut into this 9-point lead. First free throw is up for the lefty, and it's good. 5 points now for Trinkler. Puxico, a couple of substitutions. Mikey Dry and Carson Long check back in the game for Puxico. And Trinkler is set to shoot his second free throw here. Looking for his sixth point of the night. And it is good. And here comes Puxico with the ball. The lead has been trimmed to 53-46. 7-point game here. Puxico working it around the horn. Got it to Burchard on the right wing. Outside to Hancock. Around the Stroud. He fired the three. That one's no good. Rebound to the Thayer Bobcats. And a quick whistle on a held ball. Wow. Hollis Deckard had it. Got tied up by Burchard. And I didn't think that was anywhere near long enough for a held ball. But the official did. And that's all that counts. Inbound the ball. Puxico with it. Got to Hancock. Elevates in the lane. Shot blocked by Belcher, but at first there's going to be a foul, and the foul will be on Dominic Boyce. Boyce got him with a body. Belcher with a clean block, but Boyce got him with a body, and that'll send number 12, Jeff Hancock, to the free throw line to shoot two for Puxico. First one is good. And that is 12 points now in the game for Hancock. Burchard leads the way with 19. And second free throw for Hancock is good. He's got 13. And, well, I'm 17 for Stroud. Well, Thayer now down by 9 again with the ball. Out on top, Nicholson swings it around to Belcher on the right side. Belcher working against Burchard, gives it to Dominic Boyce at the high post. Boyce off to Nicholson, steps into a three. That one's an air ball, and it lands out of bounds. Nicholson rushed it. And that's what the man-to-man defense of Puxico's done to the Bobcats tonight. It's just made them rush shots. We haven't seen defense like this yet this year. A very aggressive man-to-man. Puxico with the ball and a 9-point lead with a minute 50 to go in the game. Bobcats back on the defensive end. Burchard with it for Puxico. Penetrates down the right side of the lane. Going to get fouled. It'll be a hold on Belcher. Belcher trying to rip the ball out of there and going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. Minute 44 to go in the game. Thayer down by 9. 55-46. They get 56 as Burchard hits the free throw. That gives him 20 points on the night. Leads the way for the Puxico Indians. Another free throw, an 11-point lead is good. So Puxico converting points just about every time down the floor now. They are still struggling to score. Only 46 points in the game. They've got to Trinkler on the right side. Trinkler moving off the screen at the top. Now back to Belcher. Belcher working against Burchard. Backed it out. Now has the dribble and has the ball poked away, but a foul going to be called on Burchard. Burchard almost took it away from him. He's called for the foul, and Thayer will inbound it. That is team foul number 4 on Puxico with a minute 27 to go in the game. Bobcats will shoot the bonus on the next one. Trinkler with it outside, gives to Belcher. Belcher swings it around to Dominic Boyce. Dom down the left side, out to Deckard for three. That one's off the mark, and a rebound knocked out long. It's going to be a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Somebody back there just went up in the air and swatted at it, and apparently was on somebody's back. They called it on Trinkler, looks like. Number 24 for the Bobcats. That'll be foul number 3 on Hunter. And that'll be 2 foul shots for Hancock. And first one is good. Hancock now with 14. 3 players in double figures for Puxico. 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the free throw is up. This one is good. So Hancock now with 15. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. A minute to go. Bobcats down 13. Trinkler with the ball. Feeds it out to Deckard. Deckard down low to Dom. He kicks it back out to Trinkler in the corner for a three. That one's high off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Hancock. And that'll about do it, folks. We're down under a minute to go. Hancock brings it across the timeline for Puxico. Gives it to Burchard. Burchard back to Hancock. Now to Stroud. Wide open. He's hit about 5 threes from that very spot. Didn't take one. They're going to run out the clock. Here's Burchard going to the hole. Ducks under the defense. Misses a shot. Thayer's got it back. Dominic Boyce will give it to Trinkler. 35 seconds to go. Thayer down 11. Trinkler into the lane. All the way to the bucket. Misses it. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Puxico. Hancock had it and had it knocked away by Dominic Boyce. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Puxico ball with a 13-point lead, 59-46. They can walk it up the floor and just about run out the clock here. Bobcats are going to let this one go. They're not going to get into that foul somebody every 2 seconds. Burchard handles it out front, working against the defense of Belcher. Backs it back out, down to 11 seconds to go. Burchard in the lane and back outside. He circles around, and there you go. Our final, 59-46. Puxico, the number 3 rated team in Class 2 basketball, comes to Thayer and beats the Bobcats, and they improve to 7-0 on the season. That's a big win for Puxico. For the Thayer Bobcats, they dropped to 1-4 on the year. The Bobcats now have lost 3 in a row, all of them to state-ranked teams. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our post-game report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
All into style with Thayer Decorating. Transform your home with their luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets in rich autumn hues, deep burgundies, warm golds, and earthy browns that capture the season's beauty. Create a cozy retreat with custom tile featuring warm terracotta and harvest tones, plus stunning PPG paints in colors that echo crisp fall mornings and golden sunsets. Prepare your outdoor spaces for fall gatherings with rich, durable flood stains. Visit Thayer Decorating today in downtown Thayer and bring the warmth and richness of autumn into every corner of your home.
We're back at the Thayer High School Matt Pitts Court as the Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat again tonight, 59-46, 13-point loss for the Bobcats. But this was a really close game throughout the game. Thayer trailed by 5 at the end of the first quarter, 17-12, and they trailed by just 3 at halftime, 25-22, and then they were outscored 19-13 in the third quarter, and Puxico pulled away at the end. Hit a couple three-point shots. And the thing we're going to say about this one, Puxico can flat-out shoot the basketball. They had 3 players with more than 15 points in this game. Thayer Bobcats, only 1 player in double figures, and that came off the bench, as Thayer got 18 points off their bench tonight. And Dominic Boyce had 8, and it was Carter Nicholson, the junior, with 10 for Thayer, and he did hit 3 threes in the ball game. Again, Thayer goes down to defeat, 59-46. Bobcats only 11 points in the fourth quarter, while Puxico scored 15. All right, take another timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And, yeah, and we're back after the ballgame. We're joined here by Thayer Bobcat head coach Matt Pitts. Coach, I know it's never good to get a loss, but we were just talking about the fact that this team, I think, and I've seen every game this year so far, gets better every week, and you were just saying the same thing. You were pretty happy tonight. This is a really good Puxico bunch.
Oh, yeah, no question. And we, you know, I keep talking to these guys about just the process and, you know, get better every day, and that's all we can do because the schedule's tough, and we knew it was tough, but we competed hard tonight, and they just, every time they needed to make a shot, they made one, and That says a lot about their experience and, you know, being seasoned and not panicking in spots like that. But we hung in there, and I thought we competed really hard.
Yeah, and you talk about experience. I looked at their roster earlier today. They had 8 seniors.
Oh, yes.
Where in the world do you find a Class 2 school that's got 8 seniors in the whole class, much less that play basketball?
Yeah, no, that's that's crazy. But, no, they, again, a lot of experience. They're used to winning. And, you know, for us to get to play somebody like that at home is a really big deal for us. Because, again, it's a process, and we're not going to be great right now. We just hope to be great at the end of February.
All right, so you get 18 points off your bench tonight. Matter of fact, your leading scorer tonight was Carter Nicholson with 10. That's good bench scoring. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah, and we've got a number of guys. We knew going in that might be a strength, just having some guys that could do a lot of stuff. And Carter's played really well all year long. He made some big shots tonight, and he competes hard, and he's smart, and he listens to what's going on. But, no, he was good tonight. We had some other guys make some plays. We had a little foul trouble here and there and battled through that. And, you know, Heath hurt his knee a little bit. I don't know what that's going to look like, but we'll just keep scratching and clawing and try to get better.
All right, so up next, a trip to Pocahontas on Monday night.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any easier, Coach.
Oh, no, that won't be a lot of fun either. But
I know they're playing for the championship of the Battle of the Border tournament tomorrow night at Mammoth Springs.
Yes.
And chance for the boys to get down there and do a little scouting tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll watch it. I'm sure some of them will be down there. And then in the great world of being able to live stream, it's nice to be able to sit on the couch and watch a little bit, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Thayer Bobcats again. Season record drops to 1-4. Puxico remains undefeated. They're 7-0, and they break a 3-game losing streak to the Thayer Bobcats here tonight with the 59-46 victory. Are you listening to the Thayer Decorating Bobcat postgame report? We'll take a timeout. We'll be back. We'll be naming your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game, and we'll look at the final stats in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We're back at Matt Pitts Court here at Thayer High School. Again, the final score of the game, 59-46. Thayer Bobcats go down by 13 tonight to the number 3 ranked team in the state, the Puxico Indians, although that is number 3 ranked in Class 2. Thayer Bobcats are a Class 3. All right, look at our scoring. First up for Puxico, they were led tonight by Landon Burchard. Boy, he's a player. 21 on the night for Burchard. 17 for the sophomore, Colton Stroud. 15 for the senior, Jeff Hancock, and then 4 for Will Bogus, 2 for Mikey Dry. They were the only players that scored for the Puxico Indians. For the Thayer Bobcats, they were led tonight by the junior coming off the bench, Carter Nicholson. He had 10 points in the game, 8 apiece for Dominic Boyce and Hollis Deckard, 6 apiece for Jaden Belcher and Hunter Trinkler, and 7 for Riley White. Riley played really well tonight. I'm going to give him that. Riley played really well, scored 7 points, and 1 for Heath Combs before he got injured. You heard Coach Pitts talking about that. So Dominic Boyce, by the way, Dominic with 8 in the ballgame. All right, that's our scoring. We've got to name the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And I'm going tonight with Carter Nicholson. Nicholson scored 10 points in the ball game, played well for the Thayer Bobcats, and I will give him the player of the game for Thayer tonight. All right, again, just mentioned Thayer Bobcats play again on the road Monday. They go to Pocahontas to take on the Redskins. And if you want to see what the Bobcats are going to be up against, the Redskins actually play for the championship of the Battle of the Border tournament tomorrow night down at Mammoth Spring. We'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95 Radio as they take on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Mike Robertson will have the call of that game for you. Matter of fact, our coverage of the Border of the Battle begins at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon as the Alton Comets take on the Couch Indians for the third place trophy in the tournament. And then the girls' championship game, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, will be on following that about 6 o'clock and then about 7:30 for the men's championship. All three games here on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. And don't forget Kansas City Chiefs football coming up on Sunday. Pre-game show 11 o'clock live from Nashville. Kickoff at about 12:15 as the Kansas City Chiefs, without Patrick Mahomes, will battle the Tennessee Titans. All right, Thayer Bobcat Basketball tonight been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop of West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, 5D Screen Printing of West Plains, Southern Bank and Thayer, Alton in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Shelter Insurance, Agent Roger Foley in Thayer, The Car Doctor 2, Monarch Realty, Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company in Construction in Thayer, and Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove. For Mason Wade back of the studio, I'm Redbone Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.